I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Tuesday morning, the 7th of May, 2024, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, and verse 13. And I spoke to you, rising up early and speaking, but you did not hear. And I called you, but you did not answer. Jesus is calling us. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you. We cannot live a life of disobedience, doing our own thing, and then expect God to bless us. It doesn't work that way. There's no use getting up early in the morning, having a good quiet time, listening to the voice of the Lord, and then going out and doing our own thing. You know, delayed obedience is actually disobedience. We really need to, as followers of Christ, start to hear the word of the Lord and obey it immediately. For example, pay your accounts on time when they are due. Otherwise, if you don't, your motor car will be repossessed. And then you cry out and we say, Lord, why have you done this to us? No, you didn't pay your account on time. You know, I'm a farmer and we are facing winter now in South Africa. And this is the time when farmers' fire breaks should be in place. The farmers should have made their fire breaks by now. It should be in position. Now, if you don't make the fire break in time, and the fire season is upon us, after the first frost, things turn overnight. The grass is dry, it's vulnerable, the wind gets up, and a fire breaks out in the middle of the night and burns right through your farm, and now your cattle have got nothing to eat, and you cry out, Lord, why have you allowed this to happen to me? No, not at all. What's happened is you have delayed doing what you know is right. We really need now to start to hear from God, not only hear from God, but then to apply his principles. And we will succeed like never before. Have a good day. Jesus bless you, and start listening and obeying the word of God. Goodbye.